Pilgrim Camp is like a history book to me. I came up here in 1946 after being in the service after World War II, and things were quite simple at that time. And I had a boys' Bible study group. We met out on Watch Rock that 1946 in the summertime. And it's so gratifying to see how the camp has grown in many ways, in size, in numbers, and in spirit, and in depth. And I just want to express a public appreciation for all the leadership through the years in this camp. And as boys and girls in the camp, and of course you're quite young to appreciate all that is behind the scenes of the preparations, the study, the sacrifices and all to make a camp like this possible. And I want to express my appreciation first to the Lord for all the leadership in the camp throughout the years, past and present, and for all the campers. And as I look at different campers, especially the young ones that are young campers in the camp at this time, I see that there's potential unlimited. Potential. What does that word mean? Can some one of you scholars tell me what does potential mean?
Ability to have a good future.
Ability?
To have a good future. It's a good career.
Okay. Abilities that are developing. Okay.
Sure.
And so there is such potential. Look at that group there. Aren't they beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yes, they are.
And one, two, three, about 20 or 22 people there. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But what potential there is there. What if only each one of you led one person to the Lord? That would make double the victory. And yet, what if maybe God wants you to meet to win three people to the Lord before you die? Or five people to the Lord? Well, why stop at five people to the Lord? Because as you grow up and mature in the Lord, well, you can reach out to people on a bus, on a streetcar, on a boat, wherever you are, and you're so full of the love of Jesus that it's contagious. It's contagious. Your love for Christ, it oozes out of you. You say, there's somebody who doesn't know the Lord. And here's potential. Someone who doesn't know the Lord, and they can be transformed by the power of God. And they can win others to Christ. They can serve God. And what a blessing that is to come to camp here. And I was a camp counselor for many years at camp before some of you discovered America. Anyway, what possibility there is in a group of youth. And yet, you know, I want to warn you, there are traps on the way that'll possibly could lead you astray. Is that right, Brother Pastor?
Sounds right.
Yes. And we have to be grounded in the Word of God, grounded in a prayer life, in love with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what possibilities, what wonderful things if, when we come to heaven, we can say, here, Lord, here's some sheep that I have won for you out of the darkness of night. What What a wonderful thing to give ourselves wholeheartedly to Jesus. We call that full consecration, full surrender to the will of God. And some of you may be thinking in your head, as I did when I was 18 years old or 20 years old and so forth, I'm not quite ready for that. I want to have a little fun before that. I want to do my thing before I fully consecrate my life to the Lord. And I consecrated my life to the Lord, I think, when I was 20. And that was kind of late. But you can consecrate your life fully to the Lord when you're 8 or 10 or 12. It's a matter of the heart. And I know that many of you are deeply in love with Jesus. And what more fully dedication can you make than to give yourself totally, unreservedly to serve the Master? Hallelujah. And actually, Brother Eddie, will that be a sad life if we do that?
No.
No. Brother Eddie's a very happy man, isn't he? Because he's fully consecrated to Jesus Christ. Oh, what a wonderful thing. And this camp has had leaders. Many of them have been dedicated to Jesus. And that's what makes this camp a success. Because they radiate the love of Jesus throughout the camp and throughout every person who comes here. There's something special about this camp, and it's praying, dedicated leadership. And I want to express my thanks for that, because I've been working in this camp from its very inception. 1946 is when it was started.
Yes.
I think I was the first boys counselor here, and first lifeguard, I think it was. Doesn't matter. Brother Arthur Walfogle worked with me. And so I'm on the ground floor with this. But I see some people coming from immaturity or salvation and growing in grace and the knowledge of the Lord. Some going into ministry, into missionary work, and others into business, but carrying the love of Jesus with them. Praise the Lord. But you don't just slide into that. You evaluate. What do I want to be? What do I want to do with my life? What relationship am I going to have 10 years from now between myself and Jesus Christ? And these are very, very heavy but wonderful options that we have to weigh and evaluate and make commitments to Jesus. I think I was about 20 years old, or maybe 19, when I said, Lord, I want to be altogether yours. I want to do your will the rest of my life. And you think I came into a strain? I came into rest. I came into commitment. And the older I've grown, and am I 90 years old here?
Yes.
90 years old. I'm pushing 100. And the older I am, the more I love the King. So if I live to be 100, I'll be so deeply in love with Jesus. I can't wait till I get to be in heaven with him for eternity. But, oh Lord, bless these young folks, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And capture their attention. Capture their heart, Lord Jesus, so that they'll give themselves totally to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In your name. Amen.
Amen.
I'll live for him
who died for me. How happy then my life shall be.
Yes, that would be lovely, whatever it is. 479. We're going to make it sound lovely. Let's stand.
Should be moving along here and directing you to a scripture, but let's sing one more before. And that is, if you need the words, you'll find it on, I think it's 34 in the hymn book, all right? And if we could put that down a note, it would be helpful to me. Because it's got a high note. Fairest Lord Jesus.
Fairest Lord Jesus, Ruler of all nature, O Thou of God and man, the Son, Thee will I cherish.
to.